We're doing Gemara Makos. We're really up to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, but we will start the whole sugya all over again and work our way through. Okay? Not so hard until now. But from this, we will go into a more complex sugya. My goal will be tonight to run through it once. I hope you'll understand it completely. I doubt you will. And so next time we'll go through it a second time. Okay? Let's reintroduce the concepts we're dealing with. We have a mikveh that has less than 40 se'ah. It is not yet with the necessary volume. And we have a halacha that says that when 3 lug of drawn water, water maim she'uvim, water that was in a vessel, falls into that mikveh, it will disqualify the mikveh. Our discussion revolved around a situation where the water was not a complete 3 lug. So technically the water should not have disqualified the mikveh. But the water, let's say, was 3 lug minus a kurtov, and that kurtov was supplemented either with milk or wine. Now, wine doesn't disqualify the mikveh. So technically, when I have 3 minus a kurtov plus a kurtov of wine, it shouldn't disqualify the mikveh. When I add a kurtov of milk, it should not disqualify the mikveh. But to the onlooker, it looks like 3 lugim of water fell into the mikveh. So that's where our discussion began. It blends in. For sure blends in. We say that 2 liquids that come in a cup, they blend. Yeah, that's the assumption.
Can the onlooker tell between 3 lug and 3 lug minus?
Yes, because you're holding a pitcher that says 3 lug and it's full to the top. So you could tell. Okay, so let's begin. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We're on the 4 lines from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. And we'll start the sugya from scratch. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, we learned all this. So far, this should be smooth sailing. Shloshet lugin mayim shenafal letochan kurtov shel yayin. If you have a volume of 3 lug, so here you do have 3 lug, and a kurtov of wine falls in. Umarehen kemarei yayin, and they look like wine. V'naflu lamikveh, and it fell into the mikveh, lo paslu, they did not disqualify the mikveh. This is our starting point for the Gemara. Now this quote is very problematic, because you have a complete volume of 3 lug of water. So why doesn't it disqualify the mikveh? Because it looks like wine. What do I care? You have a tiny amount of wine, so it tainted the color. Matkif la Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana attacks. V'chima ben zeh lemeitzeva, why is this any different than paint water? Titnan, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yose Omer, Meitzeva poselin tamikveh b'shloshet lugim. If you have 3 lug of paint water, that disqualifies the mikveh. Amar le Rava, hatamaya d'tziva mikre. Rava answers him, that's called paint water. So people call it water. So when it falls into the mikveh, they say that's paint water that fell in. So that disqualifies the mikveh. Hacha chamra meziga mikra. Over here, they call it super diluted wine. They don't call it a wine water. It's called super diluted wine. Remember, their wine was always diluted. You had 3 sections water and 1 section wine. You always had 75% water to the wine. So this was super diluted wine. So that's the answer Rava gives him. V'atani Rabbi Chiya. Are we ready?
Even though we said it was a 3 lug, like you mentioned in the beginning.
Full 3 lug. So far it's 3 lug.
3 lug, that's including the wine.
Without the wine. Rav Yehuda said, if you have 3 lug of water plus a kurtov of wine, and now they look like wine, being that it looks like wine, and wine does not disqualify the mikveh, so that's okay. Now, this is all rabbinic. That's why we can say these svarot, these ideas, is it called this, is it called that, because the whole disqualification of the mikveh is rabbinic. V'atani Rabbi Chiya horidu et hamikveh. Wait a second. We have a braisa that Rabbi Chiya says that they had 3 lug of water, which a quart of wine actually fell in. This story happened. And Rabbi Chiya quoted in his Braisa that when this story happened, they disqualified the mikveh. They took off the mikveh's hechsher. So, what are you telling me? Rav Yehuda said it's kosher. I have a quote from a Braisa that says that they disqualified a mikveh over this. Amar Rava lo kasha. Rava says, okay, that's not the end of the world. HaRabbi Yochanan ben Uri, HaRabbanan. We will relegate the discrepancy between what Rav says and Rav Chiya says to a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Rabbanan. Rav paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that we go by the looks, and Rabbi Chiya goes by Rabbanan, that I don't care what it looks like. If you have 3 lug of water, it's disqualified. Pause. The issue with what we're about to say, and that's where the Gemara is going to start expanding, is that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri spoke about a scenario where you did not have 3 lug. You were missing from the volume of 3 lug. And then the wine fell in. And then Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, well, I don't care if it's wine or milk, I care what it looks like. Even though I don't have 3 lug, I go by what it looks like. If it looks like wine, it does not disqualify the mikveh. If it looks like water, it does disqualify the mikveh. In both cases, I do not have 3 lug. I don't care. If it looks like water, I'll disqualify the mikveh. But who said Rav Yochanan ben Nuri will say that when I do have 3 lug and I added wine to them, that won't disqualify the mikveh? That's already an assumption Rava just made in the Gemara, and that's where the Gemara is going to attack Rava. Rava says, what do we have in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, if I have 3 lug minus a kurtov, and wine falls in, it does not disqualify the mikveh. If milk falls in, it does not disqualify the mikveh. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, it all depends on what it looks like. So, what's the difference between Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and Tanakama? So, the Gemara understands at this point that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is adding on Tanakama. Tanakama only said it doesn't disqualify the mikveh in both instances because it didn't have 3 lug. So I don't care if it looked like this or looked like that. I didn't have 3 lug of water. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri comes and says, it all depends on how it looks like. So at first glance, the Gemara understands that to mean, I don't care if you have 3 lug. If it doesn't look like water, it does not disqualify the mikveh. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is coming to add to the leniencies. But that's not so obvious that that's what he meant to say. And he said a difficult sentence. He said, it all depends on what it looks like. So the Gemara's first assumption is he's coming to add a leniency. So let's see that inside. So again, we have Rav Chiya and Rav. Rav Chiya is Rav's uncle. Okay? Rav Chiya's brother, he had a brother from the first marriage and a sister from the second marriage, and they married one another. So they weren't really relatives. They were both related to Rabbi Chiya, but they weren't related to one another, and they had Rav. So no, again, Rav Chiya's half brother married his half sister, and they gave birth to Rav. They weren't related. They were half. He was a half brother. He shared a father with Rav Chiya. She shared a mother with Rav Chiya, meaning from the wife from the first marriage and the husband from his first marriage got married and had Rabbi Chiya. And they each had a child from a previous marriage, and those 2 children wed. Hmm. Yeah? Rabbi Chiya is a half-brother to each, and he's his uncle from his mother and his father. He's his mother's half-brother, and he's his father's half-brother.
Was Rav
was Rebbe's Talmud. Rabbi Chiya used his connections to get Rav Smicha. But the Gemara says. That's a discussion in the Gemara. Who was whose Talmud? Rav Chiya, the assumption is that Rav Chiya is Rebbe's Talmud, yes. So Rav said that the mikveh is not disqualified. 3 lug of water plus a kurtov of wine does not disqualify a mikveh. Huge chiddush. Rav Chiya said, yes, it does. And Rava suggests that it's a machlokas Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbanan. Ditnan. The Mishnah says, "Shloshet lugin ma'im chaser kultav." If you have three lug minus a quart of shenafal tochan kultav yain, a quart of wine fell in. Umarayen kimaray yain, and it looks like wine v'naflu la mikveh, and then they fell into the mikveh. This whole mixture lo paslu, they did not disqualify the mikveh. V'chein, not only where it looks like wine, but even in a scenario where shloshet lugin ma'im chaser kultav, you have three lug of water minus a quart of. That a quart of milk fell in, and here umarehen kemareya mayin, they actually look like three lug of water. Venaflu la mikveh, and then they fell into the mikveh. Lo paslu, they did not disqualify the mikveh. That's Tanakama. Tanakama says you do not have three lug of water, you do not disqualify the mikveh. I don't care if it looks like water, if it looks like wine. You do not have the volume of three lug, it does not disqualify the mikvah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, and this is our key point here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Hakol olech achar mareh, it all depends on what it looks like. Period. Now we start working. V'hami baya baya rav papa. How come you assume this is the correct understanding of the Mishnah? Rav Papa wasn't so sure. Debay Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked, Rav Tani Chaser Kultav Bereisha? When Rav learned this Mishnah, did he learn it the way we had it? Rav, remember, Rav says, even with a volume of three lug, you do not disqualify mikveh if it looks like wine, right? So Rav Papa asked, was Rav's version of the Mishnah like ours? And then you would have to infer that Tanakama only qualifies the mikvah. Tanakama only says it's kosher because you do not have a full volume of three lug, the way we explained. Aval shloshe lugin letanakama pasle, and then according to Tanakama, the way we explained, if you had a full volume of three lug, it's disqualified. Do we read the Mishnah the way we read it? Tanakama says you don't have three lug, it's not disqualified. But by inference, we understand if you did, it would be disqualified. That, so far, so good. And then Rav Yochanan ben Nuri comes to say, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, I don't care if you have three lug. It depends on what it looks like. And then the way we explained, Rav goes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rav Papa wasn't sure. Is this correct? Or, that's where we're going to start getting complicated, meaning the first tzad was what we explained until now. The Gemara just spelled it out. Right? So far we didn't say anything new. All we're saying is that Rav Papa wasn't sure. Is this right, what we just said? Or, you guys vit me. Yeah? We're ready to move on? No. I want you there, not pachot. So let's start again. The Mishnah said, it, according to Tanakama, the first opinion, if I have three lug minus a kurtov, and different liquids fell in, wine or milk, it's kosher. So our understanding was, Tanakama holds, that the defining question is, do you have three lug or not? If that's the understanding of Tanakama, then Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is coming to say, no, that's not the defining question, whether you have three lug or not. It depends on what it looks like. Even if you had three lug and it looked kosher, it would be okay. And then that's what Rav is saying. I have three lug plus wine, looks kosher, that's good enough. So that's what Rav Papa asked. Is that really the way we should read the Mishnah? Or, we didn't get to hear the or. So far so good? Eli, you with me? Yeah? O Dilma. Or perhaps Rav lo tani chaser kurtav bereisha. Maybe when Rav read the Mishnah, in his version of the Mishnah didn't say it's missing a kurtav. So then what's the Mishnah talking about? The same case as Rav. Three lug of water. Not missing a kurtav. Three lug of water. And wine fell in. And then it fell into the mikvah. It's kosher. So then Rav would go with the first opinion. He doesn't need Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. But then, what does the Mishnah continue and say? But if milk fell in and it looks like water, it's still kosher. Just one second. I think that even if you're going to say in the first sentence that it's a full three log, in the second sentence you have to say it's missing. Meaning with regards to the milk, there's no way you could say that's kosher. Right? So according to this reading, according to the Rav Papa's alternate understanding is that Rav lo tani chaser kutov bereisha. When Rav read the first sentence of the Mishnah, Rav said, if you have three log of water, plus a quart of wine, that's kosher. If you have less than three log of water, plus a quart of milk, that's also kosher. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, yeah, you with me?
Saying the Rav does not hold like Tanakama.
Then Rav would hold even like Tanakama, because even Tanakama says that if you have three lug of water but it looks like wine, it's kosher. Because Tanakama, according to the second side, according to what we're suggesting now, Tanakama is talking about three lug of water. And then Tanakama says if it looks like wine, even though you have the volume of three lug of water, it's still kosher.
First understanding of
Tanakama. That's the second understanding of Tanakama.
And it would be kosher, even though it looks like wine, it would be kosher.
Wine doesn't disqualify a mikvah, only water does.
But you have three log of water. You have the,
right, so Tanakama holds you have to have three log of water, plus it has to look like water.
It's disqualified.
Right, and then Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is saying, no, all it has to do is look like water. And then Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is being more stringent. He's coming and saying, "Hakol olech achar amareh." If it looks like three log of water, it disqualifies the mikveh. He's coming to say, if one quart of milk fell in, even though it was missing a quart of, and you don't have the full volume of three log, but now with that milk, it looks like you have the pitcher looks full. It looks like water. No one can tell that there's one quart of milk. So then Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is coming to be more stringent. He says it all depends on what it looks like. I don't care. So then, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri admits that when it looks like wine, it's kosher. Rav fits with Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, but even Tanakama agrees to Rav. That's where Rav Papa wasn't sure. How do we read that first sentence of the Mishnah? Does Tanakama even say their din when it's not missing a kurtav of water? Do you read that? Does it say chaser kurtav in the first sentence too? That was Rav Papa's question.
So there's the opinion, is that Rav Papa that says that if it's three log minus a quarto, then I'm going to be stringent and say it's disqualifies.
You mean Rav with milk or with wine?
Either one.
No. So let's make a seder. With milk. The only way you'd say that is with milk. So far what we're saying is hakol olech achar mareh, that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is saying according to the second understanding, it's got to look like three log of water.
Okay.
I don't care if it has milk mixed in or not. So then he's being stringent on that front.
Meaning that if it looks like three log of water, then that means that it does disqualify them?
Correct.
It does. Okay.
That's what Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, he says one sentence. I only care what it looks like.
Right.
So is he coming to be lenient? To say, I don't care if I have three log. If it looks like wine to me, that's fine. Or is he coming to be stringent? He's saying, well, if it looks like three log of water, then it disqualifies even though you don't have three log of water. That's the alternate understanding we're suggesting now.
How would he be lenient? How does that work? That he's lenient if he has three log of water plus a quart
of wine. Would be kosher. Because he's saying, yeah, so long as it doesn't look like three log of water. Tanakama holds according to the second understanding. The first understanding was Tanakama says, I care, is there three log of water or not? Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, I care if it looks like three log of water or not. The second understanding says, Tanakama holds, it only disqualifies the mikveh if I have two factors. One, three log of water. Two, it looks like three log of water. Meaning, according to this understanding, I have three lug of water plus a quart of wine. Tana Kama doesn't disqualify the mikvah.
Because it goes all of the...
Tana Kama says I need two criteria. I need it to be three lug of water and to look like three lug of water. And then what's Rav Yochanan ben Nuri coming to add when he says Akol olech achar amare? He's being stringent. He's saying if it looks like three lug of water, disqualifies the mikvah. I don't care if I don't have three lug of water, if part of it is milk. So that's the second understanding we're suggesting. Says the Gemara, okay, so Rav Papa had a question. Le Rav Papa, mi bayale, le Rav Pshitale. Rav Papa had a question to Rav, it was obvious. Now, this is an even more powerful retort because Rav Papa is Rav's disciple. So Rav Papa has a question on something that his own Rebbe said, no, it's obvious that way. So that needs a little bit of work. So again, we'll reread the question. You have it next to the Aleph of Agot Amach. But Rav Papa asked, "Debai Rav Papa," because Rav Papa asked, "Rav Tani Chaser Kutav Bereisha." Did Rav have a version of the Mishnah the way we had it, the way we explained initially, that the Mishnah initially discusses a scenario where you're missing a quart of water, where you don't have the full volume of three lug? Is that the first case with the wine? Aval shlosha lugin Tanakama pasley, and in that case, what does Tanakama hold? Tanakama holds it's kosher because you don't have three lug. We're going back to the initial understanding where Tanakama says, what I care is, are there three lug or not? If there's no three lug, it's kosher. But if there would be three lug, it's pasul, even though it looks like wine. And then Rav Yochanan ben Nuri comes along and says, no, it all depends on what it looks like. I don't care if you have three lug of water. If it doesn't look it, it's kosher. And then Rav is going like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, three lug of water plus a quart of wine, kosher, because it looks wine. So that's the way we understood until now. O dilma, or perhaps, Rav lotani chaser kutov bereisha. When Rav read the Mishnah, the first sentence of the Mishnah was not talking about three lug minus a quart of, but rather the full volume of three lug of water plus a quart of wine, and it looks like wine. And then Tanakama holds, you need two factors in order to be disqualified. You have to have the volume of three lug of water, and it has to look like three lug of water. And Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is coming to argue and be more stringent than the second case. In the second case, you have three lug minus a quart of plus milk. Tanakama says kosher. Along comes Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, says, no, what counts is what it looks like. So he's coming to be stringent. He's coming to say, in that case, it is disqualified. And then, but he agrees with the first case. He agrees that if I have the volume of three lug of water plus a quart of wine, it would not disqualify the mikvah. So then, v'rav damak divrei hakol. Then Rav not only goes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, but even Tanakama agrees with Rav. That was Rav Papa's question, because Tanakama discusses a scenario where you're not missing a quart of, and still it's not disqualified, because I need two factors. I need three lug, plus it looks like water. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, it's just got to look like water. But even he admits that it's not disqualified. So, is Rav specifically like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, or like both opinions? Says the Gemara, Rav Papa mi baile Rav Pshitale. Rav Papa has a question to Rava, it's obvious. Amar Rav Yosef lo Shmi'a Aliyah Shmaita. Rav Yosef says, you know, I never learned this. I never heard all of this. Now, Rav Yosef was Rav Yehuda's Talmud. He says, you're telling me Rav Yehuda quoted Rav that three lug of water won't disqualify a mikveh if they look like wine? When you add wine to them? I never heard that. Amar le Abaye, atamid laniyala. Abaye said, but you taught us. Rav Yosef, when he got old, started forgetting his learning. And Abaye would remind him what he himself taught. V'hachi amit ni'alan. And this is what you taught us. The Rav lo tani chaser kutav bereisha. That Rav really, the way Rav Papa thought, that Rav did not have the words chaser kutav in the first quote of the Mishnah. The understanding we just said, Tanakama holds you need to have Three log of water plus it looks like water. And Rav Yochanan is only arguing on the last case where you're missing a quart of, you add a quart of a milk, it looks like Rav Yochanan is coming to be more stringent. And Rav really paskins like everyone when he says that line. It's not his own chiddush. Everyone agrees that even though you have the volume of three log of water, if you add wine to it and it looks like wine, it does not disqualify the mikvah. Tana Kama holds it has to have three log plus look like water. Rav Yochanan ben Uri says no, so long as it looks like three log of water, that disqualifies. So that brings us to the conclusion of this sugiya. Wasn't so bad, right? Not so bad. You guys got it, I think. You'll tell me if we need to review it next time.
So who does Rav hold by?
According to the first understanding, he's like Tana Kama. According to the second understanding, he's like everyone. That even though I have a volume of three log, being that it doesn't look like three log of water, it does not disqualify the mikvah. Tana Kama holds, you need both volume and looks. Rav Yochanan ben Uri says, no, you only need looks. But even Rav Yochanan ben Uri admits that it has to look like three log.